Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you wiser than a molar? It's Elizabeth
what?
And Radar here
what?
On The Mix. And we've got, you know, our Brewer super fan, Milena. I know the season ended. It didn't go well.
It's okay. Still my nickname.
Oh, my gosh. Get over it, you two.
It will always be my nickname, though,
well,
now.
Radar, we were crushed, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think I was feeling when the Brewers beat the Cubs?
All right, we've got
Milena. We're all crushed.
Milena's here in the studio because she's doing a little project for, what class do you have at Arrowhead?
Sports and Entertainment Marketing.
Excellent.
All right. There you
very
go.
Very cool.
It's super fun.
So she's filming herself this morning, talking about radio. You know, this is something fun we love to do for anyone wanting to get into this industry and this business. So we love that you're hanging out. And then she told us, what are you having tomorrow?
My wisdom teeth pulled out tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Let's get those things out of there.
No.
Your mouth. Your jaw's going to feel so much lighter. It'll be really nice. And you're all worried about this.
Yes.
Because you had mentioned,
because
you're like, this is fun day, but then tomorrow.
It's a stressful week. Like, Arrowhead made the playoffs for football.
Of course they did, because
so
they always do.
Tomorrow night is game one, and I'm in the marching band, so obviously I can't play my flute. And then I have a concert on Tuesday for Wind Ensemble, but I can't play my flute at that either, because the doctor said 1 week of no playing. So I have to go and airplay. Which is sad.
Airplay, like you're faking that,
like,
you're playing?
Yeah, I have to like hold my flute and like do the motions of the notes, but like I cannot move.
Are they
going to
give
mouth.
You any other instrument that you could at least make a sound with?
No, because I have to like look like I'm actually going to play.
What you've been practicing.
Yes,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I think I'm still going to get credit for it because my band director was like, you're not the first one that's had to have their wisdom teeth pulled.
All right, well, so. If anyone has had their wisdom teeth pulled, Radar has. I had it freshman year of high school. You know that it's an everyday procedure. Like, you have to remember that when you get nervous about going in any kind of procedure.
It's an everyday procedure for the surgeon.
Exactly. They're used to it. They'll be fine. You'll be fine. You might be a little bit of swollen for a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you
going
to let family members film you when you leave? Because that is always entertaining.
That is what I've heard is like the main thing, but I don't think my dad would actually want to do that. And my mom's working tomorrow, so she won't be there. But my friends have been like, no, you have to have your dad film you. I'm like,
yeah,
but I'm not going to say anything funny. Like, I guess if I'm that out
you'd
of it.
Be surprised.
Even on laughing gas?
You'd be surprised.
Oh,
so our son, Brayson, when he had his wisdom teeth pulled. So get this. If you're going into the military, I can only speak for the Marines because Brayson's a Marine.
Yeah.
You need to have your wisdom teeth pulled before. Well, people from all different walks of life go into the military.
Yeah.
And if you do not have the ability to get your wisdom teeth pulled before, they will pull your wisdom teeth right when you get to boot camp. And then you have, I think, 48 hours. That's it. And now you're at boot camp.
Wow.
So that does not seem enjoyable at all. But
no.
Hey, look,
no.
Toughen up, Marine. That's what you're supposed to do. So when he got his wisdom teeth pulled, we were all joking about like, okay, you know, should we be filming? What's going to happen? And he was with his mom and there was no filming on her behalf. He filmed himself. Doesn't even remember this. Sending his friends Snapchat videos.
Oh, no.
He's got a gauze full of, like, bloody gauze. He's walking into Walgreens filming himself. His friends are like, bro, stay in the car. What are you doing?
Exactly.
He has no memory of it. But we still play these videos today.
That's hilarious.
It's always fun.
Okay,
so definitely do that. So what are you really concerned with? Because you're going to have laughing gas. You're going to be numbed up.
You're going to be laughing.
It's going to be fine.
Well, I just, like, I don't know. It's just like a stressful time because like I just made Wind Ensemble. So it's like our first concert. And like I'm doing an introduction with my best friend for like one of the songs. I'm like, well, I don't want to go up there like if I look like a chipmunk. Like,
you're probably going to sound like a chipmunk too.
You're going to probably look like
a fan, Melina.
Great. So maybe I'll just give him the intro. And I stand up there with him, but he does all the talking.
Mm. Okay.
Well, we'll have to talk about it. I'll have to be like, dude, we have to talk.
we love playing games here on The Mix. Oh, you know that.
I've been a part of them.
Yes, you have. And for those of you that are listening, let's see how well you know your teeth and you know your mouth. We're going to play Are You Wiser Than a Molar?
Odyssey celebrates Halloween. Brought to you by T-Mobile. America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you wiser than a molar?
Wiser than an incisor? No, wiser than a molar.
We're gonna have our friend Melina here take on Radar when it comes to wisdom teeth
challenge Radar
trivia questions.
Okay, bring it.
All right, first question here, everybody.
Anybody else want to help? 414-432-1099.
Watch a dental hygienist call in and just
love that.
I would love that. Yes.
Okay. Basic facts. Let's talk about your teeth here. All right. The first question: how many wisdom teeth do adults have? How many wisdom teeth do adults typically have?
Brewer, superfan Melina, who's the guest in studio, you go first.
I'm going to say four.
I'm going to go with four as well because I know I had my four out.
Yeah, because I'm having
four. Correct. There it is. Ding, ding, ding.
Now, these aren't multiple choice, everybody. They might get harder here.
Oh, boy.
What's another name for wisdom teeth? What is another name for wisdom teeth? Brewer's superfan Melina, who's having her wisdom teeth taken out.
I have no idea. Radar? Help.
Are they your incisor molars? I don't know.
Oh, you got part of it right.
Molar.
We're going to give it to you. The answer is third molar.
Okay, all right.
Third molar. Never heard of that before.
Now you learn, and you're going to lose your third molar.
All right, next trivia question.
Look at that.
Around what age do wisdom teeth usually come in? Is it between ages 1 through 10, ages 11 through 16, ages 17 through 25?
Brewer superfan Melina, how old are you?
18.
Okay, so we're going to both say like what? The 17 plus?
You guys are going in on this together?
I mean, okay.
No? Radar's up by one so far.
Hold on. The only reason I'm saying, I think it could be 11 to 16 because some people have them pulled earlier on.
I had them pulled freshman year. I was 14.
Yeah. So I have a feeling it's within that like 11 to 16 range because I know I'm 18, but mine like took me a while to like.
Mine is how to get into like an R-rated movie, 17 plus.
Radar's correct.
Let's go.
Wait, really?
17 through 25 is the age of wisdom.
Okay, well, I guess that would make sense because my dentist said like it's usually senior year. So yeah, I guess that makes sense. I don't know. Okay.
Elizabeth developed earlier though.
I was. Definitely. Right. Exactly.
Early bloomer.
Okay.
All right.
I lose again.
Okay. So are you smarter than a molar? Two more questions here. Okay. True or false? We're finished with true or false questions.
Okay.
True or false? Some people never develop wisdom teeth at all. True or false?
Brewer fan Melina
says
true.
She knows this. She's coming back confident here.
I'm going to say false. I think everybody's got that.
I think it's true.
Milena's right.
Really?
It's true. Did you know that some of you never ever develop wisdom teeth?
Yep. My best friend Chloe, shout out to Chloe, she does not have wisdom teeth.
Well, she doesn't have much wisdom then because she didn't have any wisdom
no,
teeth.
No, she's very smart. Come on, she's in wind ensemble and jazz. She's very smart.
Radar, she's in wind ensemble.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to be smart to be in wind ensemble. You don't know? All right, final question. Are you wiser than a molar? We've got Milena here is getting her wisdom teeth pulled out tomorrow. She goes to Arrowhead High School shadowing this morning against Radar. True or false? All wisdom teeth must be removed.
False.
I will say false as well. Does not have to be removed.
You both got it correct.
Yay!
You both got it correct.
Yes.
And you both, I think, are wiser than a molar. You're going to do fine, Milena. Just have a bag of frozen peas.
You'll have a lot of ravioli and ice cream.
I got my protein shakes. And
you're all set to go.
I told my mom, I'm like, make all your soups. Because my mom makes the best soup, ever.
Oh, and moms are like, absolutely, I'll do that for you.
Yeah, she's like, what type of soup do you make? She's like, I can have this pot and that pot. I'm like, okay, not all the soup, but her soup.
I want my teeth out now.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween. Brought to you by T-Mobile. America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.